Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss a very interesting paper which recently appeared online in Nature Medicine entitled HR Defect is a Predictor of BRCA1 and BRCA2 Deficiency Based on Mutational Signatures. There's very exciting news in the cancer arena recently regarding the use of several antineoplastic agents in the treatment of women with ovarian cancer who have been found to have a mutation in BRCA, either in germline or somatic. These agents have been shown to have really substantial impact on time to disease progression and the malignancy when used in a variety of settings. It is well known that in breast cancer, a small percentage of women, somewhere between 1 and 5%, have germline mutations in BRCA. There's obviously been speculation that perhaps in this particular setting, these agents shown to be so useful in ovarian cancer might be useful in breast cancer. This paper in Nature Medicine extends that observation and specifically looking at mutational signatures. And looking at the impact of these signatures in terms of the function that would normally be played by the BRCA genes. And this paper, very provocative, suggests that as many as 20% of breast cancers may in fact have this mutational signature, suggesting deficiencies of the BRCA function and potentially therefore benefit to be achieved in this setting. In women with breast cancer with these particular signatures in their cancers. Obviously, this is going to have to be confirmed, both in the laboratory setting and ultimately in the clinical setting. But the data are very provocative, very interesting, and potentially very exciting for the availability of an exciting new strategy in the management of breast cancer. Again, focusing on a particular mutational event in a subset of tumors of women with breast cancer, where a drug that has been shown to be, drugs have been shown to be very effective in ovarian cancer, might be useful in this setting. I would certainly encourage you to read this very interesting paper and to follow future developments in this area carefully. Very exciting time in the terms of the development of new strategies in the management of malignancies in general, and here, ovarian cancer and breast cancer specifically. I thank you for your attention.